So we left off yesterday. We were discussing which malacha exactly the Yisuf Chayva falls under. We had, of course, had three different shittas in the Rishonim. We rolled the Gemara's back and forth and back and forth to try to figure out which is a malacha. At the end of the day, it's also no shaila about. At the end of the day, it's also. But before we could pass in any chayva shaila, we have to go back to some of the klolim that we have spoken about in the past and see how those klolim play out in terms of chayva. Or for chayva to be chayav in the Torah. It has to meet, l'chor, it has to meet all the other criteria necessary for all other malachas. So say, for example, Dabar Shem Rizkavim is going to be an issue, Psik Reish is going to be an issue, and Malach Shem Tzirchuk Hupa is going to be an issue, and Mekalka is going to be an issue. So we have to see how all of these things play out, putting together the assumption that some kind of a deraisa here, how is all these other factors going to be taken into consideration. So the Gemara actually raises a strange possibility, which ends up in the realm of possibility, but not the way we pass it in halacha. The Gemara Daf Kuf Vav raises the possibility that maybe one of the basic rules that permeates all the Shabbos maybe falls by the wayside. We talk about Chayvel. Maybe there's a principle called Makalka B'chabur Chayev. According to one opinion in the Gemara, according to some Tanoim, the din of Kol Makalka B'turin somehow doesn't apply to the Isra of Chayvel. Why? What? Where? Why in the world should that be so? So the Gemara has something to do with the fact that, well, we know that Chayvel is Chayev. There's no question that Chayvel is a Malacha. You find it by bris milah, from the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to be matir a milah yom hashmini. That's indicative of the fact that there is some kind of an issa here. But presumably the issa has to be chayvel. What other possible issa could there be? So the truth is, that assumption of itself is not 100% buchach. Maybe there's another issa here. What other possible issa could there be? Kotzer. Any other good ideas? Koizes. Come for a few possibilities. You go through the list. There could be some other Isser involved in Bris Mila, but we're going to work with the assumption that the Isser in Bris Mila is the Isser of Chayvel. So Chayvel is for sure awesome in the Torah, and maybe we should argue that every Chayvel is basically Mechalkil. So maybe Kol Mechalkil B'Turin breaks down in the realm of Chayvel. So the Gemara explains why it's not true. Well, at the end of the day, we pass in that Chayvel is an Issa D'Oraisa for whatever reason, and Av B'Kirein Mechalkil B'Chabur is Pot. Fine. So the end of the day is that the regular cloud of Tikkun is going to be necessary. It's for this reason that now we have to address every case of Chayvel and ask ourselves, is there a Tikkun that it's awesome in a Torah? Is it a Kilkul that it's at worst only awesome in the Rabbanon? So if I go ahead and I take a beautiful, healthy animal and I give it a wound or something, with its skin, without its skin, the frog, the sheriff, whatever, tachlis, was that very productive what I just did? I had a beautiful, healthy animal, and now it's got an animal walking around with a hole in its head or something. I didn't do anything all that productive, so maybe that's called the kilkos. Maybe you're the chidami. Maybe very often we're going to be able to kind of sneak out of the chiv of chayvel by hiding behind kol makalkel peturin. So if that's true, then we can take this question to the next level. What if the object of my chovel, my chavola, is not an animal, but my fellow human being? I go in and I punch somebody. I cause the guy to beat a guy up, and I make him bleed. I punch him in the nose. He's bleeding away. Is that called the chavola derech tikkun? Or is that called the chavola derech kilkul? Being nafkimin ladina. If I'm chayev deraisa now, what's the difference? So comes the Rambam with this famous formulation of this halacha, and the Rambam writes that if a person is chayvel b'chaveiro, even though, says the Rambam, the halacha is that kol mekalkel in peturin, we paskin chovel mekalkel b'chabur is potur. Afal pichein, says the Rambam, this is not called derech kilkul, this is called derech tikkun. And what's the great tikkun that he's doing? What's his great tikkun? He calms himself down. He feels better about himself. He got his aggression out. We don't want people to walk around with pent-up, emotions. So he got out his aggression, punched the other guy, beat the other guy up. And Shoyin says the Rambam, that's called derech tikkun, and therefore you're going to be chayev for that. So comes the Ravid and asks the Rambam, Dasa the tikkun, what you just did was you're not allowed to do. Pen Yosef la'kaisa mako, you're not allowed to hit another person, you're not allowed to beat a guy up, you're not allowed to cause a guy to bleed. That's a tikkun. The fact that you personally felt better, das is a tikkun, das nishken tikkun, that's called derech kilkul. That was a very destructive. How could you call a guy, it's a balaveira, magbia, yadaval, shachaveira, he's beating his friend up. How could you call such a person a derech tikkun and a kilkul goldemizah? So strange, machlekes to Rambam derived. How do you view this act? On the one hand, the guy is feeling good about himself, so there's certain dimensions of tikkun here. On the other hand, the Torah is not feeling all that good about him because he just did an aveira. That's called derech kilkul. So what do you think about this machlekes to Rambam derived? Strange machlekes to Rambam derived. So the Yama says that a Sekeda, but the Rambam point out, this Machlekes Rambam derived is not to be taken in a vacuum. It's part of a general question, which really is a throwback to another Malacha that we spoke about, how to read the Sugya, the famous Gemara, Daf Kuf Hamud Beis, about Malachas Kereyas. If you remember back all the way back to Malachas Kereyas, so we also discussed the issue of Kol Mekalchel and Peturin. That's exactly where the Mishnah is, happens to be, the phrase of Kol Mekalchel and Peturin. So if you remember, chazing a little bit back to Kuf Hay, the Gemara quoted two different sources about Kereya B'chamasai. A person rips up something because he's angry, is he chayiv or is he potter? Is that an issa deraisa or not? So what did the Gemara conclude? Chamasa, chamasa lekasha. No, chazar a little bit, can I say no? Didn't we just learn this? Not long ago? Lekasha ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon. That according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, malach sheretzich legufa is chayiv. So kareh b'chamasa, it's true it's a malach sheretzich legufa, but I don't really need the kriya itself. I'm doing the kriya in order to accomplish something else. That's called malach sheretzich legufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be chayiv for that. And according to Rabbi Shimon, who says malach sheretzich legufa is potter, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara starts out by saying, so chamasa, chamasai, right? Lakasha. Right? It boils down to Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv. Rabbi Shimon holds you potter. The Gemara doesn't let up at that point. Then comes the Gemara on Kuf Hamud Beis and asks, what kasha? No. It's a makalkel, it's called makalkel and peturin. So, frak the Gemara, how could you be chayav? It's not makalkel. No? What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, no, it's a tremendous tikkun. What's the tikkun? Right? I'm Rabbi Abinah, misakin, the kovin, achazruch le yitzrei. He made himself feel better. Okay? He feels great because it's nachas ruach. Not le Yitzro, but le Yitzro. He made his Yitzhar feel better, okay? So the Gemara doesn't stop at that point. The Gemara is not willing to let go of his Kerebe Chamasai. So the Gemara frak the new kasha. What's the new kasha? Frak the Gemara, Ubechai Gavna Mishari. Are you allowed to do such a thing to stop and rip things, Bechamasai, just to get out your pent up emotions? Frak the Gemara, Kol Kareya, Begada Bechamasai, Harekha, Evid Evid Zora, the works we throw in a book at him, it's a terrible thing. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, I don't know if I'm supposed to read this, but it says, Nachas Ruch Yitzro. So the Gemara says, what? Mishari? So after the Gemara, what's the Gemara's final answer? Lahatil Eima what? Lahatil Eima and Shebeisa, which the Gemara says is not only permissible, but even sometimes a good idea, so that you know how to fake it pretty well. Okay? So that's the Shakmatai of the Gemara. So Chamas Chos Lakasha, Habib Rabbi Shimon, Eim de Rabbi Yehuda, Miksakin, this is Mekalkel, and for the Gemara, it's Nishke Mekalkel, it's Nachas Ruach, for the Gemara, I ain't allowed to do it, and for the Gemara, Lahatul Eima. So there's a major machlekes of Rishayim, by golly, between the Ram and the Ravid, as to how to learn the Shakmatai of the Gemara. Where does the halachic part of the Sugya really end? Where does the Chashabas end and Mesil Sisharim begin? Where exactly does the Sugya end in terms of paskining up a Shaila of Ayuchayev or not? So according to the Rambam, where does the sugya end? Once the Gemara said what? What? Once the Gemara says Nachas Ruach LeYitzro, once we've ascertained that you have accomplished something that's positive, quote unquote, according to your standards of positiveness, so then you chayiv. That's it. At this point, the sugya is over. What is the Gemara's kasha umishari according to the Rambam? No, what's the Gemara's kasha? I mean, it's a terrible thing that you're doing. How could the Braisa be addressing such a thing? How could the Braisa be talking about that with not at least giving the person some censor and saying, you shouldn't be doing this? Some kind of a lush and light. But dove is that field becholoser. This is like a green light. This is like a stamp of approval. We're putting a plumber on such activity. We should say, but dove is that field becholoser. You're not allowed to do these kinds of things. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Mishari, are you allowed to do such a thing? Namely, this is not a halachic question. This is not a Shabbos question. This is a Musa question. This is a Sichos Musa question. This is not a morning Seder question. And therefore, the Gemara had to find a case where it's not so bad. But even lefi the rules of Musa, it's okay what you did. Because it's a Hatal Eima. That's the Shakmatai in the Gemara according to the Rambam. According to the Ravid, what's the Shakmatai in the Gemara? According to the Ravid, no, the Gemara is not letting up. The Gemara is shepherding a Shabbos. The Gemara is saying, Nachas Ruach LeYitzro, really? Das is a tikkun. That suffices as a tikkun. How could you call that a tikkun? Umishari. How could you call that a tikkun if you're not supposed to be doing it? Don't you realize that the definition of tikkun is the Ribbono Shel'olam's definition of tikkun, not your personal, emotional outlet version of tikkun? So, umishari. So, and for the Gemara, Inochinami, it's a good kasha pidin. It's not a musa shayla. It's a good lomdash shayla. And the answer is, you're right, the yaomi chayev kareb chavaso, if and when it was a justified act. When is it a justified act? L'hatal ema. So according to the Ravid's version of the Gemara, the mishari l'hatal ema, the whole issa, the chiyah skila, is hinging upon whether it's l'hatal ema or not. So the Rambam and the Ravid had two very, very different ways of learning the sugya of kareb chama. So it came out with two very, very different conclusions. L'alocha. According to the Rambam, any time a person is kareb chama, so he's chayev. Whether he was justified in doing it, was unjustified, it's irrelevant. Kareb chamos was chayev. According to the Ravid, no, kareb chamos was only chayev if it was justified. Now we take this machlekes Rambam and the Ravid by chamoso and plug it into where? Plug it into the same story about chayvel. So a person punches somebody. So we have to ask the same question. Okay, so I punched a guy, I made him bleed. Okay, good. So is I. Not so good for him, but okay, good for us, all right? So I made him bleed. So the starting point is I did a malacha, so I'm chayev. We should ask the following question. What do you mean? It's doch mekalkel. What should the next answer be? No, it's nachas ruach. Once again, liyitzro. According to the Rambam, the sugya ends there. According to the Rambam, that's the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, if you want, we can ask ourselves, if we're interested in learning Musa right now, we can now pose the following question. Was that a nice thing to do? And the Rambam will be the first one to tell you, very not nice. Very poor midos. Maybe Michael Malkus, other things, you know, is it really bad what you did? But tachlis, are you masakin? You masakin, yitzuchara. That's called a tikkun. And the Ravid says, no, this sugi is not over. The Ravid of the Shittasa, the Ravid says, if it ain't over, I won't say to when, but if it ain't over till the sugi ends at Lahat Alema, then it ain't over here either. And just because you did achas ruchlis, that's not enough. You have to ask the next question. A, B, you're not supposed to do it. And now we have to come up with a solution. We have to come up with a case. It was like the days of black hats. We have to come up with a case where it's mutter to do it. Now, it's much easier to find a case that's lahat leva. I'm allowed to rip my clothes to make my kids scared. But I'm not allowed to punch my kids. I'm not allowed to punch somebody. I'm not allowed to hurt somebody. I'm not allowed to cause somebody to bleed. That's never going to be mutter. That's always usur. So you're never going to really find a case where a person is hitting somebody with teres chama. There are cases where you're allowed to make a person bleed. There are doctors, there are dentists. We've got a lot of cases. We're going to come up with cases where you can make a person bleed the half there. But to make a person bleed because you're trying to beat him up, there's no way under the sun that's ever going to be justified. So therefore, the Raiva turns around. The Rambam says, L'shitasi, where I learned the Gemara, your conclusion about Chayvel is not correct. But the Rambam was entitled to learn the Gemara the way he did. Rambam was L'shitasi. Rambam L'shitasi, the Raiva L'shitasi. Now, of course, this whole formulation of the Rambam, that a Chayvel the Chaveru is Chayev, because that's considered to be enough of a tikkun, is that relevant for us? Do we really care about that? Does this Rambam really mean all that much for us? The halacha? Even Naniach will take the Rambam's formulation in terms of chayav as a tikkun. Does it really matter for us? Let's not forget, what was this all predicated upon? This is just a borrowed sugya from where? Back for chamosai. This is only true of who's true? If Rabbi Yehuda is right. If Rabbi Yehuda is right, then halacha is group is chayav, then we can begin to negotiate the tikkun kilkul. If Rabbi Yehuda is rejected, if you only Rabbi Shimon, that Malach Shatzir Lufa is potter, so that you call this tikkun from today till tomorrow, is still not going to be chayev. Because it's not a Malach Shatzir Lufa. What in the world are you accomplishing vis-a-vis the Gufa Malacha? You're trying to misakin Yitzchak Hara. You're trying to make yourself feel better. And according to the Rambam, you accomplished that. You were gevaldik misakin. You were misakin a Malach Shatzir Lufa. So the Rambam L'shitosa is able to formulate that Yechayev because the Rambam holds B'loch Shetz L'kuf is Chayev. This is the old Rambam. This is part of the Rambam we've been seeing 50 times this year. But Rov HaRishayim, including the Shulchan Aruch, most probably, maybe, depending on what, little Chazara, come on. Well, I remember by Nitzil's, the point of Magen Avraham's and Graz and Tzad's and all kind of stuff. Most probably we pass it against the Rambam. Rov HaRishayim disagree with the Rambam. So the Didon, if you punch somebody in Shabbos and make him bleed, it's hard to say the Oivin is in the Raisa. It's hard to say the Yechayev, because it's most probably going to be a Malacha Shenet Shrikha Legufa. So when all the dust settles, the Rambam is only true if two points are true. If Rabbi Yehuda is right, and the Rambam's version of Tikkun is right as well. Just as an aside, we'll add this to one of our favorite themes that we keep on repeating every few weeks. Is there something interesting about this Machlekes Rambam and the Ravid as to something which goes way beyond just the Malachas of Kareh and the Malachas of the Yisra of Chayvel? Is the Rambam the Rambam and the Raiva taking some kind of a stand, at least to some degree, on an issue that keeps on repeating itself? Halacha versus Metzias, who calls the shots, who decides whether something is called the Tikkun, who decides whether something is called the Kilkul? Is it odd? Here's another one, Rabbi Sai. Is it through the eyes of the Beis Medrash? Or is it through the eyes of the boxing ring? Okay, another one, right? We have our cooks, we have our bakers, our candlestick makers, we got our boxers, everyone. Who defines what's called the Tikkun or not? The Halacha defines it. If Shulchan Aruch had kizak, the Moshe Rabbeinu says you can't hit a guy, you're not allowed to punch a guy. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says you can't punch a guy, the Rav had said it can't be a tikkun. There's no way that a tikkun could be a tikkun if the Halacha doesn't approve of this tikkun. Obviously, the Halacha doesn't approve of it happening on Shabbos, but I mean, the Halacha doesn't approve of it on a Tuesday. A tikkun that the Halacha doesn't approve of, if the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a tikkun, then it's not a tikkun. And what does the Rambam say? Please don't take this in a bad way. I don't mean this as a bizarre in the Torah. But according to the Rambam, who decides it? Who decides it? Muhammad Ali decides it. I don't know. Whoever decides it. He used to be a boxer when I was a kid. Okay. Whoever decides it, the guys who beat people up, that they decide. If it's called that tikkun, that's a tikkun. So that's an interesting machlokes, Rambam, right? This is something which we've seen several times before, keeps on repeating itself. It's going to be on the top list, you know, top 10 best shilas we have this year. Who defines what the parameters of Hilchos Shabbos are? Rabbi Yisai.
Aren't there Gemara that are found with the right? Like whenever the Gemara says list off, you do this malacha and you're five, you're chayv. Vashal Gid and the Kosovo
right.
All these.
Right.
Things. According to the right, they have the chayv. It's all in the calculator.
Let's just argue there are certain objective tikkunim. You know, these are much less objective tikkunim. These are tikkunim. We're calling it a tikkun lefi daitcha or something. You know, maybe that even the rabbi wouldn't say it all the time. So we say, see how much further we can go with this. So we're still looking for cases of chayvah that are real deraisas, real deraisas. So the classic chayvels of punching an animal, not going to happen too often. The classic chayvels of punching a guy, beating a guy up, ram and rive it, but again, for us, not going to make much of a difference because we pass lach shesu gufa is potter anyway. We need a case of chayvel that's tricha lagufa. That anetz tikkun, we need a derech tikkun, but we really have to isolate, really have to zero in on a case of tikkun that's malacha tricha lagufa. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, I'll find you the case. Hachayvel refua, person who draws blood for medical purposes. Now you got to start thinking. You know, all the doctors here, need the doctors and the dentists' input there today. You know, we're drawing blood for medical purposes. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? 1500s Poland. They're not testing your blood sugars. What is it? Bloodletting, mistama, right? Mistama. That's what the Magen Avraham meant. Hakazas dam. You don't have anything to add about Hakazas dam?
Some conditions.
Oh, there you have it. Okay, good. So certain conditions, whatever it is. In the old days, whenever you needed it, they let your blood, okay? So Hakazas Dam comes the Magen Avraham and says that Lechor Hakazas Dam, Chayvel Refua, is Chayev on Shabbos. Why? So it's got to meet all the criteria. It's pretty positive, okay? And it's a Melocha Hatzricha Legufa. Let's think about that for a little bit. It's a Melocha Hatzricha Legufa. Do you think that Hakazas Adam is a Melocha Tzrich Legufa? So comes the Bir Aloch and says he thinks that statement of the Magen Avraham ultimately depends upon yesterday's Shir. It depends on what is the Melocha. Here you have to isolate, you have to figure out exactly what is the Melocha. Now, Tzeveya we're not going to talk about because we had so many problems with Tzeveya. We're not even sure what Rashi meant with Tzeveya, so we're not going to go down the route of Tzeveya. We're gonna focus more on the other two possibilities, what we call Shittas Rebbe Tam, Shittas Taitzis, Sakatis, Shittas Rambam. What is the Malach of Chayvel? Is Chayvel Netilas Neshama? Or is Chayvel Dosh? So comes the Bir Aloch and says, the Chora, if Chayvel is Dosh, so then it's part of what we referred to yesterday, part of 6 months ago, it's part of the regular Dosh story. We know what real Dosh is. Go to the barn, milk the cow, got dosh. I go to take some grapes, squeeze it out, make a cup of grape juice, take some olives, stamp on the olives, get some olive oil. That's dosh. We know pretty much what dosh is. And what's the malachat tzricha legufa of dosh? I want to use the milk. I'm going to drink the milk. That's called malacha tzricha legufa. I'm going to drink the grape juice. Going to use the olive oil for my salad. That's cool. Those are all called malacha tzricha legufa. If for whatever any other reason I'm trying to get this milk out of the cow, I want the milk out of the cow, but I'm not particularly interested in using the milk. That's called the classic malacha tzricha legufa. We know this back from the sugyas of cholev. Who remembers? We said cholev. We said the chov liibud is mutter on two grounds. Why is it mutter on two grounds? For Bein Baruch. One is, well, maybe it's Edel of Shem Cholif Klal, Edel of Shem Dosh Klal. Taisis, just for kicks. Ayin Gimel Beis, okay? Maybe it doesn't have a Shem Alocha Klal. And even Zalzayin, you don't accept Taisis, even if it has a Shem Alocha, but we could always fall back on what? Amloch Shetul. Who remembers back to the days of the Chazanish, back to the days of Cholif Le'ibud, why that second Svo was important for us? We weren't Mater Cholif Le'ibud just stam like that. We didn't just say, oh, we're relying on Taisis and calling it a day. We liked the Malach Shetzich Lagufa part also. Who remembers? Who remembers when we, hard to say it with a straight face, but when we quote-unquote disagreed with the Chazanish, when we questioned the Psach of the Chazanish, what was the famous Chumra of the Chazanish in the Sugi of Cholif Le'ibud? He was the biggest maker on Cholif Le'ibud. He's the one who, in effect, made up the Kula. I mean, he discovered this Ramban and he made it the Kula. He formulated this Kula, but he came up with a big Chumra. What was his Chumra? Has to be immediate. Remember, that was the Chazanish's breakdown, it's his thrust of the whole sugya. It's got to be immediate. If it collects at all, even though it's going to be subsequently thrown away, that's a deraisa according to the Chazanish. So we had a time in the Chazanish. We had a ha'ara in the Chazanish that if you go with the root of Chav Le'ibud, if that's the kula, so then I can argue that Chazanish is taka right. That's not called Le'ibud because it's collecting now. What's going to happen in 20 minutes from now? It's a different story. But if the nature of the p'tur is Malach Shetzich Le'gufa, Malach Shetzich Le'gufa is a function of who? Where's Malach Shetzich Le'gufa take place? Where? In my mind. It all depends what I'm thinking. If I'm planning for reason X, that's a Malach Shetzich Le'gufa. I'm planning for reason Y, that's a Malach Shetzich Le'gufa. Malach Shetzich Le'gufa depends on the person. There's no way to objectively call it Malach Shetzich Le'gufa or not. It ultimately depends on what I'm doing. And who knows the famous boy from the Marshal. Remember quote the Marshal on the Mekash Sheitzim? We never, the whole year we learned that we never quoted the Marshal on the Mekash Sheitzim. Oh my goodness, something new. Okay. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Mekash Sheitzim was L'Shem Shemayim. Why was it L'Shem Shemayim? Because he wanted to, because one opinion, why is it L'Shem Shemayim? In Mechal Shabbos, why was it L'Shem Shemayim? What do you want to show? It was right after the Chet Baraglim, so Klai Yisrael thought that the Baruch Shalom doesn't love us anymore. We don't need the Torah anymore. Torah mitzvah is not relevant anymore. The Baruch Shalom doesn't care about us, so we might as well do Averis now. So the Mekashesh went and no, I'm going to show you how much the Baruch Shalom cares about you. I'm going to be Bechal Shabbos, and they're going to kill me for it to show you that Chil Shabbos still is important. So the Mekashesh was L'Shem Shemayim, Gevald. So the Marsha says, you're allowed to do that. To make a big fuss. So you're such a thing to get do a chil Shabbos deraisa. So nu, what does the Marsha say? So it was a chil Shabbos deraisa that he did. You know why? It was a malach shetzich legufa. He didn't want the wood. He didn't need the wood. He was doing it for another purpose. So it was a chil Shabbos deraisa. Nu, so what's the kasha? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu kill him for? Marsha, such a good lamdan. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu kill him? So zok the Marsha. No, from the Beis Din Shamata, I have no idea what's in the guy's mind. I see a guy walking around carrying wood. I see a guy collecting wood. I see a guy chopping down wood. Whatever malacha he did, three possibilities. Whichever the lamed tesla, I see a guy doing malacha. I should make a cheshbon that inside is in the inner recesses of his mind. He has a zashtikal teira in order to show Klal Yisrael that he's still beloved to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's lamal of lamayrid. I can't paskin a shaila based on that. I paskin a shaila based on Beis and Shalmata, based on the reality in front of you. So from the vantage point of Beis and Shamala, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Mekashe did nothing wrong in the Torah. Unless you like the Rambam. The Rambam's pshat doesn't work. But if you hold like other Rishon, hold like the Rav Shimon, so then the Mekashe did nothing wrong. When he came to the Beis and Shamala, they rewarded him. Great, he's gevaldik. He's not a Mechal Shabbos. He's a nothing. He's a tzaddik Yisrael Olam. But in Beis and Shamata, he was killed, meskil, like a Mechal Shabbos. A word from the Marsha. So the Chora, I don't need the Marsha for this pshat. Just a nice pshat. But Malach Shetzich Le'gufa is defined when the person's mindset. That's what makes the determination what's Malach Shetzich Le'gufa. That's why we had a tie against the Chazanish. We had a question the Chazanish. If you go with the root of Malach Shetzich Le'gufa, L'cheri, that should be enough to get the person out of being Chayav just for the mere fact that he's eventually going to throw it out into the garbage. If from his vantage point, he doesn't want to use this milk, L'cheri, that should be enough. Fine. So getting back to our story. When we're in the Malach of Dosh, we know the limitations of Dosh. We know that in order to be Chayav for Dosh, we know the criteria that have to be met. It's got to be Malach HaTzrich LeGufa, and we define Malach HaTzrich LeGufa in terms of the Heftza of what you're being coming out of the disha, the milk, the juice, in that case, the blood, etc. So when I'm bloodletting, how is that a malacha tzrich legufa? What's the gufa? What am I doing with the blood? I'm taking the blood. Where's the blood going? Last time you bloodlet, where'd the blood go? Goes right into the garbage. Who's using the blood? So comes the Berloch and says, if you're focusing on the Rambam, that the Moloch is Disha, how could you possibly be Chayev? That's like a Disha and a Tzich Legufa. That's mamish nothing. How could you possibly be Chayev for that? Can't be. Unless, of course, you're who speaking? Unless, of course, you're the Rambam speaking. The Rambam happens to be Moloch Shei Tzich Legufa. It's Chayev. Unless you want to call this not just Moloch Shei Tzich Legufa, unless you want to call this a what? Like a Disha Le'ibud. Which is, again, do we know that the Rambam held Dishal Ibud as a Pelteh? We don't really know that. We're not sure what the Rambam held about the Tosis.
You also said above anyway, like when you mentioned when you cut your hair or let out blood, it's also all part of blood.
I mean, you're getting yourself in a better position. But the question is, that whole Shtetl Torah, that was because we have Malach of Gezes, we don't know where to put it, so we have to come up with that idea of Yipi HaGuf. I don't know, I'm not sure. Anyway, getting back to the story. So if you're going with the root of Disha, I'm not so sure bloodletting qualifies as melacha tzrich legufa. Says to be halacha, but if you're in the realm of netilas neshama, what does netilas neshama mean? Think about it. When I shecht an animal, so I'm chavish of netilas neshama, what am I trying to accomplish? What's the goal? What am I trying to? I have a live animal and I want a dead animal. I can't eat a live animal, so I want a dead animal. Okay, so I want to get from a live animal to a dead animal. The tzrich melacha tzrich legufa is the what? Is the netilas neshama. It's the removing of the neshama. The removal of the neshama. That is the tzrich legufa. Normally the word removal is a bad word in Hilchos Melachos Shel Tzrich Legufa. Usually removal is the opposite of usage, like by Motzi Esameis. But here, the etzem ha-melacha netilas neshama is the removal of the neshama. When I draw blood, what am I doing? Remember, what was Rabbeinu Tam's equation? Rabbeinu Tam had one equation in this whole sugya. Dam is a nefesh. Rabbeinu Tam just opened the parshas for A and said, Kedam or Nefesh. And he says, whatever the Tilas, the Shava is Chayev, the Tilas Dam is also Chayev. So comes the Be'er Loch and says, that drawing out the blood for the purposes of removing it, that's the Melacha. Removal, again, is usually a bad word. Usually that's the opposite, the antithesis of Melacha Tzricha Legufa. But here, that's Gufli Yetzim HaMelacha. So the Magen Avraham is salvaged, the Magen Avraham, the Shavur both say, we don't really follow the Rambam, we follow the Rabbeinu Tam, we follow Tosis, and therefore bloodletting is awesome in a Torah on Shabbos. Okay, good. Not the most common Shiloh. Yeah. He wants to remove the blood. The bloodletting? Because the blood is causing the problem. I mean, again, Lishitasam, the blood is causing the problem. So he wants to remove the blood. The same way the animal's alive. I want to remove the life of that animal. So it's based on this that the Magen Avraham has another startling statement. This statement wasn't so startling. Comes the Magen Avraham later on in Siman Shin Chav Ches, and as the following observation, here we need the dentist for us. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, to pull out a tooth on Shabbos, that's an issa d'araisa. Of what? Of chayvel. You're causing bleeding, it's chayvel or refuah, and therefore you're chayv on Shabbos. So I state in Magen Avraham. Therefore the Magen Avraham says, because of that statement that he just made, he has to know, go ahead and reread a Ramah that appears in Siman Shin Kof Ches. The Ramah talks about a situation about a person who has a very, very serious toothache, and he wants to get the tooth pulled. So the dentist looks at it and says, you got to get this tooth pulled. So the Ramah says, what should we do? The guy's in agony on Shabbos, what should we do? So the Ramah says, who do you go to? You go to the Goyish dentist, and the Goyish dentist yanks out the tooth, and Shalom al Yisrael. Ay, Gavalt Shrigin, you're being a lot. Well, let's hear it, guys, just for kicks. Come on, you're being a lot. Please open your mouth. You're being a lot. Misayayah. So, nu, Taz, Shach, right? We got 2 days in the Ritva, right? We know the whole raid already. Okay, good. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, you, the Ramah, the Heilige Ramah was not that have the Goyish dentist yank out the tooth. Is the Chamil Yakam on a what? On a Deraisa. It's a Mil Yakam on a Deraisa. To the eyes of Chayvel. How can it be Matamil Yakman and Deraisa? There's only one way to be Matamil Yakman and Deraisa. You have to call the guy what? He's got to be a Chayleshe. To be Matamil Yakman, all you need is a what? A Chayleshe Ein Beisekona. The guy has a toothache. Is that a cholish ein besakana? What does it depend on? Depends how bad the tooth hurts, okay? If the tooth hurts to the point where it's chelik halaguf, he's so miserable, he feels so sick, his mamish kafrelach, so then he meets the criteria of a chelish ein besakana, then Emil Yachim is going to be mutter. So that's the whole formulation of the Magen Avraham. That because I'm so convinced that what I said before was correct, that Mike is dam, isn't this a deraisa of chayvel, and therefore, to take out a tooth must be a deraisa. The Ramo was mad to take it out a tooth. Idea goy. How come I skin the guy the chelish ein besakana? Comes the Shulchan Aruch Harav and says, not so poshut. Who says that yanking out a tooth is a deraisa? I'm not so sure that it's a deraisa. Not so sure it's a deraisa, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And if it's not a deraisa, so then it can be mutra ide goy with much, much less severe pain. How much does the tooth have to hurt? According to Shulchan Aruch Harav, in order to be matir a goy to do a derabbanan for you, not all that much. It's a shvus to shvus b'machom tsar. We've already seen that shvus to shvus b'machom mitzvah, shvus to b'machom hefsed mamon maybe, and shvus to b'machom tsar. The criteria of pain, the threshold of pain to be matir biyul yakom and derabbanan is significantly lower. So when the dentist is sitting, the guy sitting in the chair, and the dentist is pointing and say, okay, can you point at a picture of how much pain? You know those pictures they show you of the guy looks like this. That's 1%. Two. The guy's ready to kill you when you're in number 10. Don't you sometimes ask that question? Do you ever ask that question? Don't you sometimes the doctors ask you and they're trying to assess how much the person's in pain on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt? No, you never ask the question. Scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt? So number 6 is enough to be matad derabbanans. You got to get to number 8 to be matad deraisas. I mean, not real deraisas. Emil Yaakov and deraisas. So the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch have a fight at how much does that have to hurt? So according to the Magen Avraham, the guy's got to be, according to Shulchan Aruch, doesn't have to be so bad. Between you and me, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't understand. Who am I to argue? And both the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch, I b'chlal don't understand the discussion. There's something that's bothering me about the discussion. What's bothering me? They're fighting it out. Is this called chayvel? Is not chayvel? Is this b'lachat tzrich l'guf? Eidat tzrich l'guf? I don't understand b'chlal. Why isn't this a what? Huh? This is at worst a psik reisha. It's at best a psik reisha dawa. It's a low nichle, I'm not particularly interested in it bleeding. And it's a psik reisha de goy, which makes things even better. I don't understand the whole discussion. Why is this chayvel b'chlal? This is not drawing blood. When I'm drawing blood, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm planning, I want to get the blood out. When I pull out the tooth, I would be more than happy to be able to extract the tooth without making the patient bleed, right? Wouldn't that be easier for everybody? Life would be much, much easier. Make easier for you, easier for him, maybe everybody, okay? But the reality is, you can't do that. Psik, we'll call a new word. Psik shene velo yom. You're going to pull out the tooth, it's going to bleed. But it's a psik reisha. If it's a psik reisha, okay. But it's a psik reisha, lo nichale. It can't be deraisa. It's impossible to deraisa. What are you worried about? It's a psikration lo nichale. So it should be either, as Rabbi Belzon says correctly, a psikration de goy, which we said was probably mutter lechatchila, and even worst case scenario, it's a psikration lo nichale de goy. These are very little bit inside. The whole thing is very. I don't understand why we're tippling about whether it's a tzrichel goy tzrichel. It's mamash a psikration lo nichale. I don't understand. Sorry,
I don't know anatomy, but. If you're just like making a hole and like, blood comes out, I'm not sure that's a psik reisha. It's like that. You're making a hole in someone's.
But skin, my goal is to get out the tooth. I'm trying to get the tooth out.
So like, if you puncture somebody's skin, that's not that would be a psik reisha on bleeding?
If I'm not interested in making the person bleed. But I want to. I want to know. In a case when I punch the guy, I want this guy to get a bloody nose. That's the goal. So that's part of the Rambam, that's part of Reb Chaim's story with the Mappis Morsa. The Pashto, the Rambam calls that a Dov Shirim Iskavim. The same Rambam as part of Tzeid that calls that also Dov Shirim Iskavim. Okay, I don't know. I have to think about it a little bit. I'm not sure why the Chayyid is just disqualifies the psychiatrist and call it a day. I don't know. So Rabbi Isai, we have some of these medicines back from the 1500s. We have things the Magen Avraham is talking about, the early Pashto talking about what is considered to be a Malacha, not a Malacha, a Malacha, a Gufa, psychiatrist, etc. Let's bring it up a little bit. Bizman Hazeh. Person draws blood because he wants to use the blood. He wants the blood. That's a significantly more serious problem. That's what the Gemara even calls it. What? The Gemara talks about the possibility of wanting the blood to do what with? to feed to your dog. You might couldn't think of that many things you can do with blood. But we can think of a lot of things I'm doing with blood. I want to draw this blood. I am very, very happy to see this blood in front of me. You know why? Why should I be happy to see this blood? I really want it. I want to test the blood. I want to see whether the person has this thing, has this condition, that condition, the other condition. I want to check his blood. L'chora, ein l'cha malocha tzricha l'gufa gedola mizo. L'chora, whether you go into the shama dimension, or even if you go disha dimension, one could argue that's a malocha d'iraisa. Even according to the Rambam, even if you don't accept the Rambam's malocha tzricha l'gufa, but you accept the Rambam's view of what chovel is b'shem dash, I want it to use. I want to use his blood. Unless you want to take some razzle-dazzle mahalach and say, I don't really want the blood. I'm not interested in the blood. I want to use the blood as a what? As a way to get to what? To find out some results. I'm not interested in the blood. I'm going to throw the blood out right as soon as I finish doing my testing, the blood's going into the garbage. I want the blood in order to figure out something that smacks of what? What? We say, it's not something similar. We spoke about this idea. Which other malach do we have this idea that I'm doing something, I'm doing X, and I want what's coming out, but I don't really want it to be at smooth, so I want it because it tells me some information. Back to Tzevea, we just spoke about it yesterday. We spoke about it yesterday, right? The person who's Tzevea, his wife, he wants to find out if she's a basula or not. The person who was getting the blue stuff in the bathroom, right? The person who's doing acts of Tzevea, which is testing for sugar in the Mary Lab. He's doing all kind of tests to find out, get information. Is that called a malocha tzricha legufa? Is that really the etzim a malocha? One could argue that yes. So one could argue that a person draws blood for the purposes of running a blood test. That sounds pretty bad on Shabbos. Again, unless it's pikuach nefesh, unless it's being done by a goy for a chalash emes gana, just time to draw for a Jew to draw blood on Shabbos, short of pikuach nefesh, sounds pretty serious. What if a person is drawing blood on Shabbos not because he wants to test the blood per se, but he's drawing the blood to find out some other information, not the information for the blood proper, but he's drawing the blood not because he wants to use the blood, he wants to make sure there's blood, he wants to be certain that he's getting blood. Why would he be doing that? He wants to make sure that he's poking in a what? He's poking in a vein, right? Am I right? Person puts in an IV, so you want to make sure there's blood coming out, right? Is that a good thing? Okay, so we want to make sure that the person's bleeding, because that way we know that I'm in the right place. So the poskim assume that to put in an IV on Shabbos is an Isidir Isa. Again, short of Pikuach Nefesh. If you give a person a shot, let's say a regular shot, well, sometimes shots bleed, sometimes they don't bleed. You get a flu shot, maybe it'll bleed, maybe it won't bleed. So it depends on who the doctor is, I know. Whatever it is, but it's not a psychoration that's going to bleed, and at worst, the psychoration will nichale. You don't really want it to bleed. So one can argue that to give a regular shot is not a deraisa. We're not even sure it's a derabbanan. What malacha is it? To give a person a shot on Shabbos? I don't know. Is it necessarily a malacha? I mean, there may be other tangential issues that come up, but the etzem poking a needle into a person, giving him a shot, maybe refuah, maybe there may be issues of schita, there may be other things, in terms of putting alcohol, there may be a lot of other problems, but just the etzem giving the injection is probably not so terrible on Shabbos. But to stick in an IV needle is much more problematic, because there you're putting it in to get the blood, so that the post can assume that's mamash and sedir aisa. So what started out with the Magen Avraham's hakazas dam, the drawing of blood, which the Magen Avraham called the deraisa, and we pointed, the halacha pointed out, it's not even so, not muskum, depends on the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha with machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, but not everyone agreed to. Modern day shailas of dam, we have a little bit more reason to believe these are real deraisas. The deraisa of drawing blood for the purpose of testing the blood, the deraisa of sticking it in an IV needle, these are all potential very, very serious shailas of deraisas. I don't know what you want it for. I don't know what you want the blood for. I don't know. So everybody say, you mean if you want the blood, that's worse.
Yeah. You're not doing it so it's out of your body. You're doing it.
I mean, the fact that you want the blood that makes it more, less of a malacha. No, but the Gemara says, the Gemara says, that's for sure, deraisa. That the Gemara's pet mala is deraisa. The Machlokes says, you don't have that. So what about some other scenarios? What about worse case? We're going to get things worse and worse and worse. What do you have a situation where I'm drawing blood and I want to use the blood? I'm not planning on using the blood. You know, blood drive. So here, I'm getting blood, I'm poking a guy. I mean, it's hard to call that pikuach nefesh. I mean, unless your mamish need blood that second for a chayla faneinu, okay, it's a different story. But just stam having a blood drive on Saturday afternoon, so the chora ain lecha malacha deraisa gadol mizeh. There you're doing a chayvel. There it's not letzorach information. It's, I mean, I don't mean it literally tzorach lekalbo, but that's what it is. Means I need the blood to use the blood. So it's based on this sugya that a new shayla cropped up in about less than 20 years or so. Very, very takas to Shaila, a lot of the kudos to the Shaila. Shaila is as follows. There is a practice that's been done, it started approximately 20 years ago, where they realized that the doctors can fill me in more on the details of this, they realized that in the umbilical cord, there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of stem cells, right? Am I correct? Okay, something like that? Okay. So the grandiose plan came as follows. Sometimes a person needs stem cells from somebody else. A person has developed some kind of a terrible machlas that they require some kind of just a blood transfusion. They need blood from they need blood cells from another person. So the question is, someone came up with this great idea. Why should I take blood from somebody else and have to figure out these bone marrows and matching and everything? A person's greatest match is themselves. So maybe every person, in theory, could provide their own equipment of bone marrow if chalila chalila down the line they ever need it. So thus came into, pretty much that's the science behind it, thus came into existence the following mahalach. Now when every baby is born, you take, instead of what do they usually do? They take the blood and throw it into the garbage. So rather than throwing it into the garbage, take a syringe, take the blood out of the umbilical cord, store it, freeze it, keep it ad bias goyel. If this person ever gets sick with the lo'aleinus and machlos down the line, we'll have the blood, his own blood. And the argument is that his own blood is healthy because he hasn't yet developed, presumably that's what was the nakuda, but that blood hasn't developed whatever machlos have developed 20 years later. So maybe that blood will be able to be the greatest possible, transplant for the person himself. That was the idea, okay? It's called, what's it called? Red babies, what's it called? CBR, no? Cord blood registry. You know what I'm talking about? No. Okay. The cord blood registry. So a whole industry, a whole mahalach cropped up in America approximately 20 years ago, that encouraging people for a small fee of $1,000, whatever it was, and a 1 year annual storage fee, so they will keep your blood waiting for you at Bias Goyal. That was the theory. Okay. Now, of course, the problem was nobody could actually test whether there was any validity to this theory because you're not going to know the answer for another 20 years, but yeah, that was what they were selling. So the Shaila became, and it's still Adi Yamazeh, people do it Adi Yamazeh. So the question is that mutter to do on Shabbos? A woman has a baby on Shabbos, so now you can't tell to wait until the Shabbos. It's not going to happen. You have to draw the blood now. Can I take blood out of the umbilical cord on Shabbos in order to basically bank the blood? Send it off to the labs in California, that's where they do it. And it's going to sit at Bias Goyal. Can I do that or not? Is that a melacha d'arayis if chayvel? So our initial reaction would be, of course you're allowed to do it. It's a what? It's a suffix b'kuach nefesh. So the answer is, that's not a suffix b'kuach nefesh. The Yehuda writes in a tshuva that in order to be b'kuach nefesh, it has to be what's called the chayla lefaneinu. It has to be the some degree of a chayla in front of me. Oh, that's the famous tshuva that Yehuda about doing autopsies. So the Yehuda says, you can't do an autopsy and say it's pekuach nefesh. I'm going to do an autopsy and I'm going to learn something about this machla, and then in 20 years from now I'm going to save somebody's life. It says that's not called pekuach nefesh. If there's a chayl in the next bed, or maybe Bizman is there, the definition of lefaneinu maybe is extended, but there's some real information that can really be gleaned from this particular procedure and potentially save a person's life, so that then we could discuss the shayla. But for this tam, because in somehow someone's going to find out something in 100 years from now, that's not called sufficient grounds of chayla fenenu. Famous pesach in Medvuda, that's what we always assume with those hagdars. That's what Ramesh writes in the Shuva. He says that, say a guy's taking high school bio. He doesn't write this. A guy's taking high school bio, and he's got a big test on Monday. And if he doesn't study on Shabbos, he's got to write, call his notes, doesn't study on Shabbos, so then he's not going to do well on the test, and then he's not going to become the greatest doctor in the world, and in 50 years from now, one of his patients is going to die, all because he didn't study for the test on Shabbos. So, Rabbi, it's pikuach nefesh for you to study for the test. Maybe we should tell him not to go to the ball game on Sunday. That wasn't part of the chesed. But yeah, it's got to study for the test on Shabbos. So Rabbi Moshe writes, that's a late Shabbos. That's not pikuach nefesh. So over here, to call pikuach nefesh is very hard to say. So the only way to be matter this is to say that maybe there's no malacha b'chlal. That's the multi-million-dollar question. Is there malacha involved in the drawing of the blood from the umbilical cord or not? So l'chora, we have a big problem, because l'chora, this is a disaster. This is a disaster according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Shama. It's dosh, maybe according to Rashi, it's okay. It's dosh according to the Rambam. On all fronts, l'chora, it's also. Oh, okay, oh, we're getting to the pocket. Okay, we're getting to the pocket.
Dead already.
Oh, we're getting there. Okay. See, everyone, Baruch Hashem, that's a good sign that we went through this thing properly. We're already mechaving to all the possible answers here. So Rav Asher Weiss has in his newest sefer, Shaz HaTshuvos, he has the Shaila. So he discussed the Shaila. I remember I first discussed the Shaila with Rabbi Willie years ago when my kids were born. But we talked about most of the things, a lot of things that are in the sefer also. I'll tell you the way he presents the Shaila. So first he raises the Shaila, says, what's the din if you're choyvel and someone who's dead? It's already dead. You're drawing blood from a dead body. What's the din? Is that called choyvel or not? So Rosh White says, l'chora, what does it depend on? Who? It depends on Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the whole is just the Tilas Neshama. It's always the Tilas Neshama. It's not a Tam, it's dover already, finished. You're not being neutral in a nefesh. If you're like the Rambam, it's like squeezing out a grape. The grape's not alive anymore. The grape's off the tree, and you're squeezing it out. That's a problem. There's nothing to do with the tilas neshama. So even a chayv b'meis, l'chayv should be chayv. So comes Rav Asher Weiss and says, how do we paskin alach? Do we paskin like the Rambam? Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? So what did the Magen Avraham already tell us? The Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, all pointed out that the Rav of Yishayim started Rabbeinu Tam. So here's going to be a gaval kakula. It'll be a tremendous kula. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the shayla doesn't get off the ground. Not even a Shaila, because there's no Tilas Neshama. But we're nervous about the Rambam. We're somewhere on the back of our minds. We don't want to machavek the Rambam. The Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah said l'chumra like Rabbeinu Tam. But we're still a little bit weary to be makel against the Rambam. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests the following. He says, you know, if you think about it, dosh, what does dosh mean? Think of classic dosh. Who remembers? A little bit back to the dosh days. You're pressing on something. You're squeezing the fruit. What else are you doing? Yes, you're squeezing the udder of the animal. Who remembers? He doesn't give this much, but who remembers when we spoke about peeling fruits? Back to the peeling fruit days. Well, some questioned whether the malachas dosh is actually being violated. Remember we talked about the Rishami with the peeling the garlics? What was one of the tzadim that maybe there's no issue of dosh? Not because it what? Because it... It was what? There was no pressure. Remember, who had that svara? What? Rav Moshe had that svara. It's not a pressure. It's to what kind of action? It's a cutting action. It's not a pressing action. And maybe the pressing action is an integral part of Halachas Disha. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests, you know, if you think about it, all the classic cases of Chayvel, what's the Rambam's Chayvel? What's the Rambam's Chayvel? What are you doing? Punching the guy. That's right, punching the guy, that's chayvel. The Magen Avraham, there's a pulling action, it's a pressing, a moving action. All those actions are actions which involve some kind of a pressure. Here, it's what? Here, how do they get out the blood? What? They take a syringe. I've seen it. Stick it into the umbilical cord and shine and draw out the blood. So maybe that's more of a cutting kind of an action. Maybe that's less of a what? Maybe that's less of an issue of dosh b'chlal, according to Rambam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little malav amayah. I don't care how the blood comes out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, forget classic shechit, there's also cutting action. But according to the Rambam, that the emphasis is on dosh, maybe the pressure is more significant. Could it be, according to this, that maybe that's the reason why we spoke about yesterday, mitzitza, Mitzitza is the chayvel, right? That's the Gemara called the Mitzitza part of the meal is the chayvel, according to the Rambam. Maybe it's the drawing of the blood. It's somehow the pulling of the blood, the sucking of the blood, whatever you're doing for Mitzitza, maybe that's the problem. Maybe just the cutting, just to make a hole, with some, take a sharp instrument, just make a hole and blood comes out. Maybe that's not called Disha. Maybe. Again, it's a possibility. He doesn't say it, but Torah's Vaday. He throws it out as a possibility. Again, you don't really need it, because Mikra, then we don't hold with the Rambam. So he says that since Mikra, then we hold with Rabbeinu Tam, that the Issa is the Tefillah Shama, if the blood is already considered to be dead, so there's no problem whatsoever. Why exactly is the blood dead? Why is the blood dead? Because it's already clamped. The cord is already clamped, so the blood is not really shayach to the rest of the system anymore. The blood's not going anywhere. It's not bringing life to anything anymore. It's done. It's a done deal, this blood. So it's no more Tefillah Shama. So then he goes for the punchline. No pun intended. Goes to the punchline. What's the punchline? Who said it before? Mefkat Pokid. Says Rav Asher Weiss, you know, maybe this is the classic Mefkat Pokid. Even the words sound that way. Mefkat Pokid, it's separate. It's not part. It's not mechuburim mechper. It's not connected anymore. Now again, we had a lot of difficulty, you know, anatomically, you know, visualizing why is Dam Besulim called Mefkat Pokid. I mean, we know it's still part of the same system. The blood of the Mila, still part of the same system. So it was hard for us to understand Mefker Pocket, but we said there's some kind of halachic definition of Mefker Pocket. This is Eimecha Mefker Pocket, Gorom Mizeh. This is Mamish Mefker Pocket. It's Munach Bekumsa. It's in its own little box. It's in a box. Are you called it? Shreichas to the baby, no shreichas to the mother, no shreichas to anything. So one can argue the chair, Eimecha Mefker Pocket, Gorom Mizeh. At the end of the tshuva, he retracts from the Mefker Pocket. You know why? Says, because we have so no clue what this Mefker Pocket is all about. He writes that very hard to be Kaveh, Chlov, Mefker Pocket. The Gemara wasn't sure about Dam Besulim. The Gemara was poopling about this, and the Rambam, we don't know where this clue of Dam Mefker Pocket is all about. So he's very weary to pass a Shalah based on Mefker Pocket. But he thinks that the Ikar Mikar Adin, it sounds like it's really not such a big problem. Really, really not such a terrible problem. Baruch Hashem, in America, it's easier, depending on who the doctor is. If it's a Goyish doctor, then it's better. If it's a Jewish doctor, you have to rely on all these coolers. Those who are, again, when people ask me, I tell them that Mikra Din, you're allowed to have it done. You're allowed to draw this stuff even in Shabbos. You have to be careful about other malachas, because there are other things that end up getting done. You have to make sure it's a nurse who does all the other things. You have to make sure the nurse does the signing off on it, and we have to call after it's done, so you have to call the UPS guys. They have to come and pick it up right away. It's like, you know, FedEx overnight to the labs in California. It's got to get it in the next 24 hours or something. So there's a lot of other malachas, quote unquote, that have to get done, but those are not medical malachas. Those could be done ide goyim. I said, well, matam mil yakum, just stam like that. So Moshe Weiss writes, yeah, he says, it's not pikuach nefesh, but it's close to it. So it's an unbelievable potential tzarech. So he's not so concerned with a lot of the tangential isurim. So the Maisa, when I first spoke to Rabbi Willig about this years ago, so we thought together that this is Eimecha Mefker Pocket Gadol Mizeh. So we thought that that's the best cooler. Of all the coolers, this is the best cooler. And then over the years, so other coolers have developed as well. But I think the United States, they don't do this. I'm not sure. I think they have... Close for a second. Just turn off for a second. So I say one last shaila in terms of modern day application of some of these issues of Chayvel. Something mamish out of the box that somebody thought up of. It's probably not right, but we'll quote it anyway. Following interesting, fascinating potential kula. When I draw blood, let's say to do blood work. So different blood tests are testing different things. Sometimes you want to test the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the plasma blood. I'm going to have different things, different depending on what I'm testing for. Platelets, I don't know, whatever I'm trying to test. So some wanted to come with an unbelievable suggestion. If my goal is only to test, let's say for argument's sake, for white blood cells, right? Certain tests, I don't really care about the blood, red blood cells. I want the white blood cells. I want to test the platelets, right? So I'm not interested in the red part of the blood. I'm interested in the other part of the blood. Maybe that's not called Malachas Chayvel. Where does that come from? According to Rabbeinu Tam, why is Chayvel called a Balacha? Was the Pasuk screaming you? Ki Adam hu anefesh. Removing Dam is like removing Nefesh. Mitzas Teshama is Kechol HaNeshama. When you're taking out Dam, that's called being Shaychet. Mitzas Kekulai. What's called Dam in Halacha? Famous Mishnah Maseches Nida in the second parak. Mishnah says that in Hilchas Nida there's a din that only red blood that comes from a woman's body can make her into a nida. The Gemara says they're based on psukim and halacha mashem sinais. There are four different shades of red that can potentially make a woman to a nida. Then there's a fifth, the shade of black, which is a part of the red for a different reason. But basically, it has to be in the red family. If it's not red, so then it's not a problem. Hilchas nidah is a chiddush agabi chiddush. Not only does it have to be red, but it has to be a specific shade of red. If it's not that shade of red, then it's mutter. Bedam ladam, that's what it means. Bedam tabe, ladam tohar. Dinim, unique dinim. So we have a minig, the Rush writes, the Sechel Pechel Nidah quotes from the Ge'onim that we no longer discern between different types of red. Whatever's red, bezman azel, we assume is asur. But when we check damim today, so we're checking, is it even red? Maybe it's not even red. Maybe it's brown, maybe it's yellow, maybe it's something else. So we still look at damim today, but we don't look anymore within different shades of red, because it's too hard to know. Even in the days of the Gemara explains damarayim, many of them didn't know how to check damim properly. Fine. So what we do when we check damim today is much, much less than was actually done in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But lemaisa is a din deraisa, no question about it, that in order for it to be dam for the purpose of the banida, it has to be red. Could one argue as follows? The definition of dam in halacha means red. And therefore, when I take blood out of a person, if I want the red part of the blood, so that's called the malacha tzrich legufa. It's called the dara mechavin. I'm trying to get out the red part. If I don't really want the red part, I want the white part. I want the white blood cells. I want the platelets. I want the plasma. I want other parts of the blood. It happens to be that some of the red stuff is going to come along when I drill. It's kind of hard to draw out the blood. I mean, you could, but in theory, but I'm not trying to do that. I'm sticking on a syringe. I'm taking out a test tube of blood. So there's red in there. There's white in there. There's the plasma. There's a lot of stuff inside there. But I really couldn't care less about the red. If I could, I would take the red part into the garbage. I'm not interested in the red. Could one argue that maybe that's at worst a lot? Psikreishitla nichalei, mokshesichla gufa, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I'm not being mechavin mamish. And therefore, bechlau, there's no malacha. Because I'm not taking dam, according to a bit of dam. It's all dam nefesh. According to the Rambam, you can never say this. According to the Rambam, the yisr is disha, extracting something when I'm... The milk out of the animal is also not dam. The juice out of the grape is also not dam. The olives out of the olives, the olive oil out of the olives is also not dam. It's not a bit of dam. It's just any time I press on something, I squeeze something, I get something out, I extract it, that's called disha. But according to a bit of dam, it's based on the psukim and parshas ray. It's got to be dam. If it ain't red, it ain't dam. It's a chirish godel, some wanted to argue. Is there any validity to this, chirish or not? Could this minimize potentially certain blood tests on Shabbos that they shouldn't be their derisis?
Right.
I mean, that would be even more darker sticker. We're questioning whether the social theory is right. And you want to get rid of it? Yeah. You don't even want the red. Right. Oh. So Dr. Berman is giving more and more credibility to this cooler. But by the way, we have to disagree with this cooler. On several fronts, we have to completely disagree with this kula. So this kula is assuming a couple of very, very big chiddushim. So number one, it's assuming that this din, that only red is blood and other colors is not blood, this is not a din what? It's not a din protein or chesnida. This is a din in kol Torah kula. That whenever the Torah speaks about dam has to be red. If it ain't red, it ain't blood. That is l'chora not correct. That very assumption is l'chora not right. L'chora ki poli b'yucha dov l'mishra b'nam l'dam is exist. That kosev l'chaz nida, that certain domim are quote-unquote physically domim, they're biologically dam, but halach nidin adam, that's a din prot in l'chaz nida, it's not a din klon kol terek v'lo. How do I know that's true? So the Chazanish has a beferish right from a Gemara. The Chazanish has a right, you have to know kol terek v'lo, the paskin the shayla, the Chazanish has a right from a Gemara in the beginning of Sechaz B'chayris. Anyone know? But that's the second kasha. So the Chazanish has arrived from the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion beginning of Maseches Becheres as to how do you know you're allowed to drink milk? All milk. I'm not talking about real regular milk. Milk comes out of a cow. How do you know you're allowed to drink milk? All milk should be usher. Why? So the Gemara says for one of two reasons. Number one, it's yaitzim in a chai. It's coming out of a live animal. So just as something comes out of a chazer, it's asur. Something comes out of a tray for bird, it's asur. Comes out of a live animal. It's even in a chai. Basim in a chai. So the milk should be asur out yaitzim in a chai. That's reason number one. And reason number two, the Gemara says is that there's a machlekes that tanoi minuchas nid, again, beyond the scope right now, called dam nekra v'nasa cholov, that dam is somehow part of the process of the production of milk. and that has enough kamina, is possibly in Nuchas Nid and other areas. Now, for now, Dam Nechem Nasa Cholof, when you're drinking milk, you're basically drinking a blood product. And maybe that should be the equivalent of drinking blood, of eating blood. Comes the Chaznish and says, it may be a blood product, but it's what? It ain't red, it's white. And still the Gemara was befapal, there should be an Isidam and all milk. And it's exerts the cost of, by the way, milk is mut. What's exerts the cost of? Eretz of Aschalam Advash, the Gemara says. The Torah says Eretz Yisrael. Come to Eretz Yisrael and come and drink all the tray for milk. I wouldn't want to say that. That's not the way you want. If you had advertised, come to Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't say, come and drink the tray first. So Aschalam Advash must be the Chol of his mutter. So comes the Gemara and says, Baruch Hashem, the two Havaminas were wrong. Milk was still okay. You can have your pizza, you can have your ice cream, and yogurt, and everything's gevald. Okay? But the Gemara, in his wildest Havamina, in his wildest dreams, the Gemara thought that maybe all milk should be treif. One of the reasons is because it's a dindam. Says the Chaznish, aye, but it's not red. Zemin Fendos, says the Chaznish, that the requirement of red is only a requirement of Hilchus Nid, it's a din prot, it's not a din klali, all of Hilchus Dam. Therefore, when the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, ki adam hu anefesh, lo seichel anefesh, your boss, the Torah speaks about achilas dam, lo seichlenu, lo seichel ochel dam, it is talking about red blood and white blood and green blood and purple blood. It doesn't matter. If it's blood, then it's called an Isadam. It's not the time of the Isha because neither. That's then probably been Dam Ladam, nothing to do with Kotar. The Gemara doesn't call it Yetzi Bidam. How could a Yetzi Bidam be more common than Dam itself? If Dam, if part of the Etzim Isser of Dam is that it has to be red, so then Yetzi L'Chai should be Mutar also. To get you, want, I know what you're thinking. You think it's holy on the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, but the Biskarav, where the Yotzi is an issue between the Atzmo, part of the oldest. Okay, another time, another place. Okay, good. All right, Rabbi Say, back to the story. Rabbi Say, it's true. Maybe it's true. Maybe we can do the Raya the Chemish. Maybe it's true. But the white plot of the blood is not called Dam. But Medivar Mamurim, when the two are separate from one another. So after the lab, the guy goes into the lab and drinks the bottom of the test tube, and he drinks the white part of the blood, the top of the test tube, whatever it was, he drinks the white part of the blood, the serum, the plasma, whatever it is. So maybe he's not chayev. Maybe. Maybe you can argue that that's not called dam, because it's white, it's not red. But medra movement, it was separated. Chosman, it's mechuber yachad. Of course that's called a chetz of dam. What kind of ridiculous is that? It's a chetz of dam right now. The Torah says hachi kari rechamon. This is called dam. The dam is only called dam al shem the laboratory dividing it up. Would anybody say such a wild thing? There's a shear of revi'is dam. That's what the Rebbe Bell's always referring. There's a shear of revi'is dam. So how come revi'is dam is tamei? No, it has to be really five revi'is is dam, because in the revi'is dam there's only revi'is of red blood cells. Come sugar. There's no such halacha. The halacha was nimtzal by shemayin revi'is dam. That's it. It's called a shear of dam. Mashal Ma David Daimed, the Badiah Shulchan, has a Nuchas Bas Mechalov, is the same word. There's a din, the Gemara says that Nuchas Bas Mechalov, so to be Chol of the Araisa, only the whey part of the milk is Chol of the Araisa. Only the curds part of the milk is not. Milk is divided up two parts. Nu, Lechazar, take a cup of milk. In our milk, it doesn't work because the milk has been homogenized. But if you take a cup of milk and you have it sit for a little while, what happens? No, come on. It separates into what? Curds and whey. Little who? No, little miss? There you go. Little Miss Buffett. Eating her curds and whey. Okay, so that's what happens to milk. It separates the curds and whey. So the Gemara says that only the curds are the real chol of the araisa. The whey, the liquidy part, is not really chol of the araisa. At worst, only chol of the rabbanim. Okay, fine. Whether that's the whey that we're referring to whey, or does the Rush says that's the double whey, we're not learning about the chol of right now. Fine. But there's some parts of a cup of milk that are not really chol of. So comes about the Shulchan and says, Lo shamanu davar zemei oilam, that if a person drops a little bit of milk into a big pot of cholent, you say the following. Oh, let's figure out the share of shishim. Well, the shishim is only connected to the curse part of the milk, not connected to the whey part of the milk. Never in 3,000 plus years of pasking your day, Shailas, did anybody ever say such a crazy thing. Why? Says about the Shulchan, the chiddush ha-toira, whatever the mokka for that chiddush is, that the whey is not called the cholov, that's true when it's separated from the rest of the milk. But kozban is ma'ura biyachad. This is milk. This is a chol of a karachman. This is milk. You don't start pupling and saying half of it is milk, half it's not milk. So the poskim say the same is true when it comes to dam. That even a niyach, because this is rai, is wrong. Even a niyach against Bukhari, you explain away the Gemara Bukhari somehow. Kol zman that it's be'urav yachad, you can't start picking it apart and saying, I'm only taking out the red blood cells, lo nichale. I'm only taking out the white blood cells, lo nichale, and the red blood cells. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So it was a very fascinating kula. It's a lomdish kula, but tachlis the kula fails. So we're back to square one. The drawing blood is potential deraisa. There's some serious shilas in terms of drawing blood in Shabbos, short of pikuach nefesh. We're not even sure that's true, but that's not the same. There, it was the ingredients that were combined together. That's the difference. Here, this is the way the Rebbe Hashem created it. It's a chefza from dam. Okay. Any last questions on Chayvel? Tufel, what a shocking question, yeah.
There is, I mean, in Maghreb Ramses, actually, Gratia, actually, you do want some blood to form in a socket, otherwise, you're going to be very painful. You don't want a lot of bleeding.
You want some blood to come out.
You want a blood clot over the socket.
There you go. There you have it. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, we're having to salvage the Maghreb Ram. When did they realize this in the history of dentistry? He's claiming that other. I mean, explain it.
Yeah, if the bone is exposed without any blood flow, it will be very painful. And it happens sometimes. I mean, people come with a lot of pain following that.
Okay.
You do want some clotting, some blood.
Gavaldik, the Chimamish Miyashiv, the Magen Avram. Gavaldik.
So back to the umbilical cord.
Umbilical cord, okay.
If it's a commander of doctor, then isn't it like a male atom for a newborn baby, and not tied to this anyways?
Newborn baby? It's for me. I mean, I'm the one who's asking to do it.
Isn't it for the baby when he grows up?
But I'm asking a doctor to do it. If I ask a guy, let's say I ask a guy to do something for my child. You don't say that's a merely Yachom, my child's asking the guy. I'm asking the guy. It's still being done for the child, but I'm the guardian of the child. I'm the one that's key.
They
don't just ask. You got to sign 5,000 forms and pay $1,000, and then they'll negotiate with you. Which case?
He's not extracting
enough. Where? Which case? Where the umbilical cord or the dentist? Where were you? No, isn't that? Well, I'm trying to get. I'm happy with though. He's tiny as a segregation. The nichalei.
Right.
Oh, right. They go. Right. Okay. Right.
Wasn't the diabetic on Shabbos when he
does? Oh, right. We should have talked about the diabetic. Right. So that's a problem, right? The drawing right. The diabetic has to keep on poking himself on Shabbos. So l'chorah, that's also a problem. Unless you hold that testing for information is not really their right. So we assume it probably is. So what I tell people to do for the diabetic is that I always tell them to do kaliach hayad. Try to patch around, hold it in a way, kaliach hayad. Figure out a way to poke yourself. It could be pikuach nefesh also, but even with pikuach nefesh, hechad yefshel l'shnei m'shanina when everyone's one's able to. Sometimes it's not mamish pikuach nefesh, depends on, depends on the case. So you have to try to figure out also squeezing is also squeezing is also a problem. Okay, according to Rashi, squeezing is more a problem than poking. The poking maybe more than the squeezing, that's the problem according to the Ram.
Partially
assume. I know there's so many guys in medicine now, pre-med guys. All the time I was excited about this. Yeah.
Partially assume that even
my
there is a
chronic outcome.
Not like.
I think so. I think we pass skill. No, there's a Ram Rambam and the Rebbe both possible. Right, but the Rambam doesn't say. But the Rambam says Kol Mechafel B'Tur. The Rambam says the only reason why you chayef a chovel. Oh, even because the Rambam paskins that way. Oh, yeah. But I think we used to know the Mishnah Berurah paskins the favorite. No, doesn't he quote? Makalko b'chabur. I think we usually say. Okay, all right. Any last couple questions? Sorry, we have a minute for Chumash or 1 minute for Chumash. Okay. That's such a fair condition.